final again.
And I did not leave me a little money.
Is it rolling, Bob?
Dear, please find you in the smoke-free environment, as this train is entirely non-smoking. This includes the washroom and in between cars. Your cooperation is appreciated. I will keep you informed regarding stops suitable for smoking. Simply at the arrival, please to remind passengers of our commitment to the environment. We encourage the recycling of all cans and plastic bottles, and the recycling proceeds are donated to various Canadian charities. Please ask your attendants for the nearest location of our recycling container. You can sit back now and relax and enjoy your trip with us today. And remember, there's anything we can do to make your journey more enjoyable. Please do not hesitate to contact any crew member. Local time is 12:12, and that is Central Time.
It's a busy time.
Hello. Are they serving beer yet?
Sure.
Do you have the that Fort Garry Dark?
I do. It's probably not really cold because I just brought it on the train.
Okay.
I do have it, but
yeah.
I'm going to think it's not.
Can I feel a bottle?
Of course.
Yeah, not quite there. I bet I'll come, maybe, I'm going to stick to that one, I think. What else? You got Canadian and...
Oh, you know, excuse me. I have a Dark Hill right here. I know I brought more on, and it is ice.
That's the perfect one for me. I'd love that.
That's my wine in there.
Okay, that's your wine. Okay, we'll do it.
And a glass, too, if it's good, be great. That's perfect. Well, I'm your first customer of the day, then. Am I?
That in the pot.
Are you going to Vancouver?
I am. Yeah. Starting in Toronto. It's a nostalgia trip for me. I did this 40 years ago.
Wow.
Thank you for warning me.
Yeah.
All right, take that. Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, back in my cabin here. We've just gone through the Capel Valley. What is that? Every time I move it, that's odd. It's weird. A little buzzer. Yeah, through the Capel Valley, and we have just entered Saskatchewan. It's 5:30 local time on Thursday. That's great. Left Tuesday night. This has been a really special trip, and it's been a father-son trip, and I think that's... I'm not sure how much of that I really understood before. I think I did. I think I knew that was what it was about. I don't know when I'm going to edit any of this stuff. I had a really good long talk with Chuck. He knew his name was Chuck. And in the park outside the station. I'm really glad of it. We covered a lot. Sometimes it's a really hard call to know how much to include from real personal life. I don't mind talking about myself. I know the limits and I can set the boundaries and I have control. But when I start bringing other people into it, like the conversation with Chuck that I recorded, went on for almost an hour. And he said, don't use all that. But he was okay with it. He, you know, he even talked about starting a podcast of his own. And, excuse me. It was a really... good conversation, an honest conversation, and a, in some ways, a groundbreaking conversation between us. Me owning up to being a, you know, jerk of a father sometimes, and trying to see some humor to it, but also seeing him in a very different light. Like, he had a head bandana on, dark hair, He allowed me to take a picture. So seldom does he let me take a picture. And he really looked Japanese. I was looking at him, and I saw him in this new light. Wow. Because there's another half to each of my sons, which is a Japanese mother. You know, I mean, lots of everybody in Canada comes from a blended family, but we're talking about a mother who's really Japanese. I was using the word old school in a very traditional sense, in a good way. It's got good values. And, you know, I want my boys to recognize that, hey. And what Chuck did note, which I found interesting, was that both of us are such strong personalities. He said, that's tough. He's got two parents who are just very strong in their own ways. I didn't see myself as, I thought my children perceived me as being a bit weak, but probably not. And anyway, it was good. And, you know, it's like last year we did the trip to the Maritimes together, and that was a bit of a breakthrough, the camping and stuff. And it's like developing a new relationship with my son, one that's taken a little work maybe on both sides. And I'm very, very glad about that. And what eventually I'll share with you, I don't know. But take my word for it. It's been a real learning experience and has made this trip sort of extra special, given some depth to it as opposed to just sitting on a train and sightseeing. It's been about, you know, personal exchanges and so on. Anyway, that's all I'm going to share with you right now, and I'll get back. I still don't know where that buzz is coming from, but interference somewhere, somehow. Talk to you soon. Scabberdude signing out from Saskatchewan. Enjoying this trip. I think I told you that. Trying to get out of my serious, formal voice. See, I'm trying to just to talk to you and say the right things. Saskatoon. Nighttime. Ah, yeah. Some people I've met on the train. I've made a point. I scouted out the two coolest people on the train, in our end anyway. A nice Australian guy, bike mechanic, and his girlfriend, who they recently dined at the Square Boy on the Danforth. So if you know Toronto, not many of my listeners do, Brian, but no, Square Boy is where we often go to eat. But she fell in love with Australia and this Australian guy, and here they are traveling across. They got a deal, as did I. They got a bedroom, and they're just having a great time drinking the beer and chatting, and so we're hanging out in the dome, having meals together, and it's really nice. I'm kind of proud of the fact that I soused them out. I sort of immersed myself into their life a little bit in a nice way, because so many other people on this train, I'm sorry it sounds callous, but we're just appeared to be painfully boring and not people you just want to spend a whole lot of time talking with. You know, like the stories, do I really want to hear this? But these are young people. These are people who are enjoying life, on the verge of going out, having fun on this trip. You know, got this bedroom, they're getting all these meals, they're really enjoying the eating and drinking beer. And so I treated them. I gave them a little J in one of my famous pens. It's just to say, hey, recognize you're nice, and I know you don't have any of this stuff, and since you're sort of an Australian brother, you guys might enjoy this. Not expecting that I'd be shearing it in Saskatoon. But there she blows. It has, you know, the trip just continues to have that wonderful feeling of, wow, you know you're going to do something, you got a plan, you don't want to think too much in the future. I'm always telling you, you got to think about the present, you got to think about the now each time. And so the sense of time passing, obviously it stays, but for me, the pace is just right. In fact, even slower would be better, you know, even a little slower. But, man, I'm happy I did this, and that it all fell into place, and, you know, and for my son, too, for Chuck, it's just all good, it's just all good, and, you know, sometimes you feel like a creep saying that. Well, not everybody's life is all good all the time. I'm not saying mine is all the time. I'm just saying right now it is, and when it is, you have a duty to appreciate and celebrate what it is you do have. And I got a lot to be grateful for. But, yeah, the little time. This trip has really been about my relationship with Chuck. And from that ridiculous sort of start to a point where I had to get to it, like it was for me to be learning, not just for him. He's cool where he is. I'm the one who had to learn and wake up and understand and see things. Oh, boy. There was a time, you know, when I was even nervous about being a father of thinking, what if I had a child, the children, and they were distant from me, like I couldn't reach them? There's sort of that thought, you know, what if they seem, I don't know, different in a way that's hard to communicate? I don't know what I was thinking. It was a little bit, it was a fear. And I don't know if other people feel that, you know, parents, you know. What if I grow distant from my child? What if I'm, I don't know if we can't communicate. And I'm glad I don't really have that problem with my children, although there is a hell of a lot of room for improvement. And I think most of it comes, it's me who has to change. And it's good. Being married, being a parent, is very humbling at times. And that's not a bad thing. Ah, we're pulling out of Saskatoon. Still on. Sorry. Stopped to take a couple of pictures. I completely forgot about you. I don't think this is a very good clip, and I don't think we'll necessarily use this one. I really, the point I wanted to make was that my two friends on this trip, I'm, you know, we turned another corner, a couple of corners today, buying each other beer, and now sharing a J. And then it's part of this communion, part of this church, and it's a thing I think it's worth PAB worthy in terms of a topic, you know, the idea of just laying a joint on somebody from another country because you figure they'll probably enjoy it. Like that's, you know, I'm convinced is a good thing to do, is a friendly thing, is a brothership, is a fellowship, is a, you know. And the porters, I mean, you could smell it from where we smoke. We were right, you know, not far from the cars at all, and nobody sweated about it. Pretty casual. Nobody said anything. You know, hey, got on the train on time. So, I continue to hope my son, who's 12, 13, 14 coaches ahead of me, is still enjoying himself. But again, it's one of the things we discovered on this trip. It's in his hands to make the best of it. Yeah, we had a good chance to talk a real, you know, new territory. That's what you want to do in your conversations. You want to get into new territory sometimes. Yeah. It's a topic that, you know, I'm going silent because it's just so much to reflect on in terms of relationships with children. Looking at passing freight trains. God, I love it. Come out of the yards. I just love trains. Diesel locomotives. And it has been a train trip, of course.
Jasper, Alberta, Jasper National Park.
Yep.
We have 6-7 beers on tap.
And how many of them do you make?
I make them all.
You make them all?
I make them all.
And what's your favorite if you were drinking?
Oh, geez. I'm an IPA guy. So.
You're an IPA guy.
Yeah, so we have a brand new beer on tap right now. It's Hefeweizen crossed with an IPA. Okay. So it's a really hoppy hef.
People like that. People like the hoppiness.
It's coming around, yeah. It's coming around.
Now, I just had the 6060, and it was a good stout. So what do you, where does the 6060 mean? I've drunk 10W30.
Yeah, 6060 is the name of an old steam engine that used to run through town here.
Okay.
So back in, geez, early 1900s, I guess.
Okay, okay. So that's a good name.
Yeah,
good name
so for it. It's named after the train in town here.
All right. Well, listen, thank you. It was good.
All right, thanks.
Little, you know, who knows, people from different parts of the world.
Sure.
Hear this,
yeah,
and
you bet.
Come to the Jasper Brewing Company.
Jasper Brewing Company, yeah.
Okay. Awesome. No money exchanged, folks. You didn't even offer to buy me a free beer.
Oh,
that's
geez,
all right. I got a train to catch.
I might now.
Oh, yeah. Half a pint would be nice.
Sure.
I got just time.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, I got that on record, too.
All right.
Brewmaster's going to give me a half pint of his special dark
stout.
Thank you.
Columbia time, 8:35. Arriving tomorrow, maybe noonish, maybe 10 in the morning. And, you know, the trip's winding down. And, man, I was saying to the dear folk we had dinner with, my new friends, James and Crystal, that, man, I could go for another 2 days easy on this train without wanting to be where I'm getting to. I mean, it's going to be great when I do get there. I'm going to be busy enough, but it's just, it's been wonderful. The food has been incredible. I really do recommend this for a holiday. Anybody's got the time. Holy fuck, wow. Another view. Just a goddamn camera. Hang on. Oh, man, that's nice. Just following, I'm guessing, I don't know whether it's the Thompson River or the Fraser River. I'm thinking it's still the Thompson River. It's getting pretty mighty here. And I'm in my little roomette, and I've got this full window view. Coming through the mountains was just such a treat. Everybody just got excited after the prairies, and you just see the foothills just starting. And eventually coming up to Mount Robson, and a little short time in Jasper. It's been, every day has just been so pleasant and so enjoyable. The food, the company, the conversations, and just the fact that we're moving on. I've seen very, very little of my son. I saw him in Jasper getting on the train, and that was it. Yeah, see you later. I'm good. So that's good, too. I'm just hoping I'll compare notes later that he's kept up with the friends he's made and doing just what I'm doing, chatting with cool people. I did have one little note. I was a little proud of it. It's probably a little immature of me to celebrate it here, but I did go into a bar in Jasper. I didn't know what else to do. And they made their own beer there and tried what was called the 60-60. Very dark, very strong, but a good taste of very malty. Just happened the brewmaster was standing there. So you will hear him now, or you heard him at the beginning of the podcast. Probably you heard him at the beginning somewhere. I don't know where he's going to fit in, but very kind of him to do a little plug for his own brewery and buy me another half glass just before boarding time to enjoy it. I felt that was a Scarborough dude worthy move to get that little extra half beer. Yeah, I know. I'm like that. I'm petty. Just meant it was kind of fun. All the interactions, all the talking. Yeah, man, we're right on the river now, and Whitecap is foaming. We saw a bear. I saw, actually, the thing that I saw that nobody else did was a stark, raving, naked man running down a road. It was just like a dirt path in the woods. And nobody else saw him. And, of course, they thought I was making it up, but I wasn't. Don't know where he was coming from or where he was going, but he was naked. Buck naked. Anyway, I guess, you know, it's kind of trivial. I really don't. I think I do a better job when I reflect back on the time I've had as opposed to the time I'm having. I've taken an awful lot of pictures that I really like of just the mountains. Oh, I cannot get over this roaring river just beside my window. Oh, you are right on the edge here, too. There's a highway across the way. You can see those big transport trucks. Gotta get me some Sawmill Creek. Wash that down. Had maple salmon for supper tonight. Excuse me. Really great. And last night's was the Arctic Char. The food has been incredible. It's just that has been such a treat. Really great crew this time for the Vancouver crew. They said it was the first time they've all worked together, but they have been terrific. Just lots of fun, lively, crazy. Excuse me. I think these are all signs. I got to put an end to this clip and just tell you it's a Scarborough Dude signing out one more time from maybe the last time from the train. I don't know. As I sit here and look out the window at this mighty Thompson River, I'm guessing. Oh, got to take some more pictures. Love it, love it, love it. See you later, boys. Bye for now. And girls, bye for now. Sat here, put on my headphones, my new Sony noise-canceling headphones, and I went through my Beatles song list, top 100, it's picked by Rolling Stone, and played from Dear Prudence down, and I have never before heard the Beatles sounding so good, and I don't know exactly what it was. You know, it might have been the cookie and the toot, you know, maybe had something to do with it. I don't know. Don't want to take any wild guesses here. But, like, I could hear every part that they did, and I just seemed to be with the music so that when there'd be a sound, I was there. I'd hear the sound in the left channel. I'd hear it in the right channel and one on top of the other. And I heard the complexity of the music, that the sounds they added, including their harmonies. And God damn, it sounded good. And what shocked me was I've been a Beatle fan for, well, you know, since like 64, since 63, the beginning when they first came. Wow, I love this stuff. And I've played it constantly, again and again and again. Hundreds, thousands of times, you know. But I have never heard the music like I heard it last night. And I don't know what that was about. I couldn't sleep. It was just the most amazing. I eventually pulled down the bed, lay there with the headphones on, and kept going. So I listened to maybe 35 songs in a row. And random, because it was this list of Rolling Stone's top songs. Just pulling over the river now. And God, I just could not believe how clear, how complex, how everything was sort of interrelated. Because I know nothing about music. I just don't have any musical talent ability. I don't know how music works. But I knew enough then to be able to hear the pieces and see how they fit one upon the other. And God, what an experience that was. And it wasn't like just one song. It was consistent with every single song I heard. I must have been stoned. That must have been it. But damn, was that ever enjoyable. That was one of the highlights of the trip. All right. And what's interesting about it, I'm just going to add this. I went down the list. I don't want to hear Beatles music. I don't want to listen to this stuff. I'm going to go down this list until I find one song that I listened to, I haven't heard for a long time, and that song was Dear Prudence. And man, my respect for that song went way back up there. That's a good song. Okay, I think I go listen again. I just had to tell you that because that is part of this trip too, the experience of hearing the music like never before. Talk to you later. Noise-canceling earbuds. I think they're shut off. I can't hear myself. Yeah. It's Saturday morning, and we're probably only about an hour out of Vancouver, so I thought it was best if I came on and said goodbye, sort of wrapped up this part of the journey, although I have no idea how much I've recorded, what clips I'm going to use. It's an absolute shambles. There may be a little hiatus for the Dixon Chains podcast. I don't know. Depends on my mood, access to computers. But it's been an absolutely wonderful journey. Like, I'm just so looking forward to this. And it lived up to all my expectations. Wow, we are right beside the Fraser River now, looking at some mountains in the distance. And the only sad note is I've lost my camera. After dinner last night, I took pictures. I actually uploaded it onto Facebook. Now, the good part, the good news is all the pictures that were on my chip are on my iPad. So I didn't lose any photos, but I lost a camera. That's pretty rare when that happens. You know, it's usually the other way around. Well, no. Seldom do you get your photos back, and I have them, so I really was hoping somebody would have found that camera. It's only between a matter of five cars on this train. That's the only place it could have been lost, and I think it just fell out of my little wallet that I carry on my side, and figured somebody would scoop it up and take it to the, you know, attendants and say, hey, I found a camera, it's not mine. But so far that hasn't happened, so I'm sort of losing hope on getting the camera back. But what I'm going to do, if that's the case, is just go out and buy another one, almost exactly the same, a little black Canon autofocus. I love those Canon cameras, and I've got all the parts, and yeah, anyway, deal with that later on. It's just that I'm having this barbecue tomorrow with so many old friends from my past that really wanted to take pictures of them. So we'll see, maybe that's a job for today, but enough of that. I've talked to a lot of people on the train. You know, I've sort of decided who to avoid, who to make eye contact with, who not to make eye contact with, who to sit with. And I sat down at breakfast with a table I hadn't sat with before. Just a real varied group. I thought they all knew each other, and I thought they were all gay. And turns out I was wrong on all counts. But, you know, I just launched in out of the blue to Timothy Leary tirade. And shook him up a bit. It was fun. They said, wow, you're an interesting guy to have at our breakfast table. And I thought I was. But it was jostling for control of the conversation because there was another man equally adamant that he was going to have the last word on everything. So we jostled a bit. But it was great fun. I mean, it was the game of conversation, you know. And chatted again with my dear friends who I made on this trip. It was so much fun. So the Aussie guy and his partner, she's lovely. Her mother was Inuit. I asked if she had Asian features, and she's they just were such cool people. And I just feel glad to have, what's the word? There's a word, glam on to somebody? I don't know. Gosh, it'd be embarrassing if they listen to this podcast, but I don't think so. People don't. I don't think they're the type of thing they got better things to do. But anyway, here we are coming in Vancouver. There's a big ferry right on the Fraser River. It's in for dry dock or something. A decommissioned BC ferry. But damn, I want to take pictures right now. That's what's eating at me. And believe me, I've searched every bag I've got. I've searched everywhere in this little cabin that I've got, and it ain't here. So we'll leave on that note. I didn't want to leave on a bummer note by losing the camera, but, you know, things always could be worse. I got to tell you, my wallet fell out of my pocket three times, you know, on the seat. I'd look back, oh, geez, there's my wallet. And so at the time, I took that as a warning, and so I put my wallet in a new pocket with a button. And, you know, not going to let that happen. And then I go and lose the camera. You know, odd. It's almost like a premonition. Anyway, god damn, I hate focusing on that. This is like when I went to Mexico. Actually, it is, you know, in a way. When I went to Mexico, I had my Leica stolen. And a Leica is a camera to treasure. This is a Leica, M2. And I had a 50mm Summicron, a 90mm Elmar screw mount bayonet adapter, and I believe I had a 35 wide-angle Summicron, all stolen out of our van when we were down on the beach in Salina Cruz. And at the time, as disappointed as I was, I knew this was a major loss, reported it to the police, which was a joke, of course. But I realized, no, I'm having too much fun here in Mexico. This trip is way more important than that camera. And absolutely for sure. Now, if I'd lost the camera in Toronto Union Station, I would have been really pissed. But to have had it for the trip, you know, there's your blessing. Hey, man. And I know that might sound kind of silly and simplistic, but it's true. You just don't sweat about, number one, don't sweat about things you can't control anyway. Be sensible, be calm, talk to people, let people know you've lost camera and you'd like it back. But just don't whine on, oh, man, I was having a great trip and then I lost my camera and everything turned to shit. Well, you asshole, you deserve it, right? You lost your camera because you haven't learned yet that life is not made up of material possessions. It's made up of living. God, passing a farm, cows lying in the grass. Want to take pictures? Oh, can't do that. Just happy, 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 happy. So glad I made this trip. So glad when the plan came and everything click, 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 click fell into place. Right down with that email to my son saying, hey, Dad, check out some of these deals. And I got to thank him when I get to Vancouver for that. And what's funny is, of course, his brother's going to, little brother's going to have to thank him too, who did not have quite as comfortable a trip as I did. But when I saw him last night, we got off the train in, North Kamloops, or Kamloops North, and walked up to the front around midnight. And there's Chuck talking to about four or five college girls, having a cigarette, just hanging in there. So I didn't approach him this time, okay? That's to put a knot on that little story. I didn't approach. I just stood there with my friend, who I wanted to introduce to Chuck, and I realized, don't butt in. Don't go over there, you know. Hi, I'm his dad. What are your names? I wouldn't do anything as dorky as that to start with. But he knew I was there. He chose not to come and greet me. He was just going to stay undercover. Hey, I'm here hanging out. And I kind of like that. And I stood chatting with my friend James, had another little spliff or little Jay, and went on our merry way. So all's well. I'll see my son when we get off the train in Vancouver, and this part of the journey is just about to begin. So either this is an end to a podcast or a beginning to podcast, but whatever it was, thanks for coming along. I hope I can give you something that is of interest to you. Yeah, sometimes holidays are just too happy and too boring, but we'll see how this one shapes up. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Scarborough Dude on the Dicks and Jeans podcast. Bye for now. View here, looking out at the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 ships, 9, 10 ships waiting to come into port. And a little bit of the coastal mountain ridge. I think most people know this view, have seen this view, and if you have never, if you're Canadian, you've never been to Vancouver, shame on you. But it'll be here for quite a while, so you have time. I have time. Today's just a the only job I had to do today was buy a replacement camera for the one I lost on the train coming here. Picked up another little Canon. I like them. And then maybe a little bit of a walk around the seawall. Nah, probably not. Probably walk through old neighborhoods. I was on the bus, the Davie, number 8 Davie bus. A great transportation system here. You get on with one ticket and you can transfer. It's marked about an hour and a half to get anywhere you want, any direction, you know, within your zone for $2.50. So I was able to get all the way to Broadway, visit a Staples, pick up a camera, get back on a bus, get to get a Granville bus heading down south, get off at Davie, get a Davie bus. And going along Davie, it takes you through the west end of Vancouver, and this is where most of my memories are. And it's his street name. Or hear it called out. Butte. Butte. Cardero. Denman. And every one of those names just is just rich with memories and times gone by. I had a whole other life out here in Vancouver, starting in the fall of 1972, 40 years ago, as I've said many times, and throughout most of the 70s. And after that, it's just more or less been visiting time. But it always feels good to come back. And, you know, it's... You see the things that were always there. Like, I'm looking over at the Sylvia Hotel, which was our favorite place. Going there for some rusty nails, Drambuie scotch. And just, you know, bam, what a way to start an afternoon. And then, of course, the seawall. But it's the old buildings that I like. Now, they're surrounded, crowded out by all these new ones. Although West End hasn't changed quite as much as Falls Creek and the other areas. But again, why shout out all these names if you don't know Vancouver? I'm looking across the big peninsula where UBC sits, University of British Columbia. There's little ferry tug buses that run back and forth along Falls Creek and take them one shoreline to the other. But maybe most important of all, last night, my son Chuck and I took the sea bus over to North Vancouver. I ended up, went back to his, his brother's apartment. Number one son, Jerry, who was at work. And Chuck and I decided we'd visit the North Shore together. And it turned out to be just the perfect thing. You know, give him a chance to show where I first landed my old stomping grounds, including the old apartment I used to live in. His historic site, built in 1929, burned down but rebuilt the same way. Corner of Lonsdale and West 2nd. Means nothing to you unless you know that building. And that was a pretty happy, pretty exciting time to be living here, watching the city grow. And then we went along from there to Sailor Hager's, a well-known North Vancouver brew pub. And I went through three very, very nice beer and some good snacks. But most important of all, as we sat there on the deck, sort of outside, looking over and across the city of Vancouver, Chuck says, "Do you want to play some pool?" And I give the old, not really. Kind of, you know, yeah. Sure, don't want to play. You know, you get to be my age. You just kind of want to just sit and enjoy the view. No, it's been a long. No. Yeah, okay. I'm so glad I gave in. I told him after. Listen, if I ever start hesitating again, just push a little harder. He said, "Yeah, I did." And so we had three great games of pool. We've never done that before. Drinking beer with your number two son, 20-year-old. In a bar in North Vancouver, shooting some pool together and just having fun. I am so happy. And more than that, a long talk, lots of things. About my marriage, you know, his mother, my travels to Japan, about so many good things that just some, most of which are being sort of said for the first time. So this trip out to Vancouver, I think I knew it all along on a subliminal level. But it's really all about my son and my relationship with my son. And I'm really, really happy to see that it's growing, expanding, maybe getting stronger. And that's really the purpose behind this. Everything else is just a bonus. Wow, being in Vancouver. Wow, taking that train. Wow, seeing all your old friends. Wow. Tomorrow we got a plan to let the two brothers climb the Chieftain in Squamish, a well-known mountain, and get that little feather in their caps. And well, meanwhile, the good friends who are going to drive us out there, we'll sit in the Howe Sound Brewery and have a good meal and some pints and wait for them to make the climb. So that's the plan. Friday off to Seychelles on the Sunshine Coast, and it's all good. I don't want to drag you through all the shit. Yeah, I'm doing this and I'm doing this and I'm doing this. You can see the pictures if I take any with this new camera. But most of all, this is a journey about relationships. Now, on that note, I seem to do this from time to time. Maybe go a little bit too far in my personal connections, not, you know, abandon all the limits. With friends, you can say and do pretty well anything, and sometimes it doesn't go over as well as you know, you'd realize if you'd really thought it through, perhaps. And I just seem to have hurt one dear old friend, and it's really bumming me out quite a bit. It was certainly inadvertent, but I could tell from the tone of the email and the don't ever call me again message that, I perhaps stepped over a line or two. I'm sorry when that happens. You can see it in different perspectives. Time heals all wounds, and we'll get over this and get through it. So on. But I do want to say that I arrived on the Saturday night, got good and loaded on a half a brownie, and got in a bar and had just a fine old time chatting up the waitresses. And just, you know, like Brian and I do at the Only, this was at Barney's. And god damn, it was fun. And then the next day, there's a party, ostensibly in my honor, which I greatly, I don't know, diminished my honor. So can you do that? But I saw friends I hadn't seen since 1988. And this friend, this group, this tribe I sometimes refer to, goes back to 1965. So we're talking friends who've known each other for a very, very long time. And over the years, we've gone, all of us gone our separate ways. And every once in a while, a little bit of excuse. Somebody will be in town. It's just an excuse for somebody else to get together and catch up, relive a few old memories and some laughter. And it's really quite wonderful. It's really quite wonderful. So, boys, girls, I've had my two slices of $1 pizzas, and I'm either going to take a walk up Denman to Robson, or I'm going to walk a little bit along the seawall, or I'm going to step into the Sylvia Hotel lounge, or I'm going to go to the Cactus Club Cafe. Nah, just a little too trendy. I'll go somewhere, have a coffee, and charge up the batteries to my new camera so I can take a picture for you and get back to you later. I just want to say it's all so fucking good. And I don't say that to brag. Look at me, look at my holiday, I'm in Vancouver. Oh, I just said it, damn it. I didn't mean to say that. What I meant to say is I'm just god damn riding this high that I've been riding for a very, very long time now, and feeling good about it, and sort of knowing what has to be done. Like, even the things you can't plan, the times, like, I left out a nice little part of this puzzle, and that was Adam Greatrix, who, of course, you all know, met me at my friend's place, the friend I annoyed, I'm afraid, picked me up, took me away, and we went to a coffee shop, a very nice little coffee shop out in Surrey, and just had a talk without the recorder on. Good open talk. And that was the sole purpose of getting together, you know? It wasn't for a walk on the beach holding hands, dreaming about the stars. It was for a talk. And talk we did. Now, I've had friends accuse me of saying, yeah, no, you did the talking, I had to listen. And there was some of that. But no, Adam will say he had his, he got in his bits. And then from there we went for beer and breakfast. This is a nice tradition at some strange place, Sorry Babushkas, right on the corner of where my son lives. And from there I got Adam, got to meet both my sons, which was nice. And then he went back, and Chuck and I headed off to the North Shore, old stomping grounds, my memories. Probably the place that drove me to seek help at the place I'm looking at now, UBC, Center for Psychiatric Studies. Yeah, back in 1974 or so. Three, maybe. Yep. Full of memories, rich, fat, bursting at the seams, full of memories. That's the kind of place this is to me today. And it's sunny, it's not raining. Oh boy, hell, Chuck, who doesn't like to have a map. I hope he found his way here. But anyway, talk to you later, okay? Thank you for being patient. No idea when I'll post any of these, and it doesn't really matter. And I am still thinking very carefully about what I'm going to say on this jolt. Jolt was the Japanese Association for Language Teachers. I got a jolt to do, and I got to think of something that's relevant. Bye for now.
Day, I wake up and worry. Wonder what's gonna happen today. You see it your way, I see it my way, and we both see it drifting away.
Okay, boys, girls, I am in Vancouver's Chinatown now. It was going to be a photography trip, just take pictures, practicing my new replacement camera. But instead, I think you're going to get a bit of a soundscape. This is pretty wild. Pretty wild. Holy moly. It's Thursday morning. No, Thursday afternoon. And this is an area I used to explore a lot when I first came to Vancouver in the 70s. Just Hastings, Pinder, east of Maine, west of Maine. Just exploring, and the Chinatown is unbelievable. It's the real thing, and it's authentic. It's an old, and everybody here is Chinese. They look like they've been here for 100 years, 200 years. And this smells sometimes pretty rough. Certainly the little fish, Gore Street, I guess, has all the fish places, open fish markets. Ew. But the rest, it's pretty cool. Oh, my God. It's all Japanese-style toys. Of course, there'd be Chinese knockoffs of Japanese toys. Every place is calling you in. And, you see things like, oh, Christ, okay, that's, I don't know, it could be cat litter, or it could be dried shrimp. This one, too, some kind of beans. You know, like real food that people have to cook and process. It's just too amazing. So I don't know what this is going to turn into. This could be absolutely fucking boring from your point of view because you're not seeing and smelling all that I've got. But for me, it's what I set out to do today. I just want to explore my old territory. There are so many fine old buildings here in this part of Vancouver that we hope will remain standing for years to come, the Dominion Building being a favorite. I will take pictures. There will be pictures for sure, one way or another. So I'm on Main, back on Main now, and I think I'll walk down to Hastings. There's a library in the corner, and it's famous for just, it used to be, just a junkie hangout up and down the street. It's the thing I've talked about before, actually years ago. It was a Canada's chain. Oh boy, $5 shirts, but I need a shirt. So, boys, girls, are these ladies' shirts? No, they're men's shirts. Ooh, wild red polka dots. Yeah, I'm into it. I like it. I like it. Yep. I may have to pause while I pick out a shirt for myself. I don't know. Damn. That's a good jacket. Gotta check the sizes. That's an XXL. You think that would do me? Bright red. You know, this black one's nice. I don't know what they are. Well, this one's got stars. That's even better. I don't know. Maybe it's just a pajama top. Yeah, the more I look at it, the more I think, no, dude, you do not need that. You do not need that at all. back it goes. On I go.
Next stop.
Evie's picking this to somebody else. $5 shirt, so I won't need one. Thank you. Yeah. So, listen, one little observation I want to make while we're doing this together. There's no place for the Scarborough dude in Vancouver. I don't feel like, I mean, I am talking to you, I guess. But I'm here with all my friends, right? These are my hamburger $2.50, two legs and fries $3.50, chicken chow mein $2.50. Holy Christ, you don't get any cheaper than that. And the people I'm walking past, they'd be lucky if they could scrape that together to get one of those meals. Oh my God. Yeah, we're into the thick of it, boys, girls. This is it. This is what you hear about Hastings and Maine. And it's just like it's always been. So I think I'm going to chill a bit. I'm going to hang out on this corner right here and just watch the action a little bit. I hope that doesn't seem inappropriate, standing watching what some would call the dregs of society. And when I say that, I mean it's sad. It's a lot of people just on alcoholics, druggies, poverty-stricken, and not much chance of turning their lives around. So let's leave it there, all right? And I'll carry on my walk. I'll get back to you in a bit. Cheers. Okay. That was just a little sound tour. The number 19 bus. And I gotta say one thing about Vancouver. Their bus drivers are friendly, kind, funny, polite, helpful. Everything I so seldom find in a TTC driver. Although, that's a little unfair. Maybe 50% of the TTC drivers try to be that way, but never as outstanding as these guys, honestly. The Vancouver transit system is excellent, excellent, excellent. Toronto, shame on you, stupid fucking city. All right, I gotta go. Bye. Oh, hope you enjoyed that little sound tour along West Pender, and it's a trip I gotta make again, because, man, oh, all through Chinatown and so on. It's so interesting, the architecture, the buildings, the people. Everybody getting on and off the bus. I thought, fuck, I wish I had a movie camera. I'd put that person in a starring role. The number of most interesting faces and characters you see when you're a tourist like me. Okay, gotta go. I'm on my way to Barnacle Bill's. Gotta have a backyard beer. Talk to you later. Bye for now. Thank you.